DW.
It's almost midnight in Hyderabad, the capital of the southern Indian state of Telangana. The maternity ward of a government hospital is crammed with dozens of women in labour. Mothers and newborns lie in rows of beds. Female relatives and toddlers occupy the floor in between. The air is humid and sticky. 30-year-old Jismi George attends to a young mother and her newborn. The young woman has problems nursing her child. George helps her put a blanket under the newborn's back, lifting it to reach its mother's breast. Her colleague massages the baby's cheeks to induce feeding.
And here, whoever is coming to giving birth, they are like illiterate, they are uneducated, they don't know anything. So we can explain and we can support them. And even here, they don't have any attendants inside the labor room. So that if we are there, at least they will feel a little comfortable. They'll feel more confident.
A mother of a 4-year-old herself, George is a trained nurse, but she's been working as a midwife in a private hospital for the past 8 years. Once every few weeks, she and her colleagues are sent to help out in a government-run health centre like this one. In the labour ward, 4 women suffer the pain of last-stage labour. Naked from the waist down, they lie on metal cots, their legs open towards the door. Only a torn green curtain shields them from the gaze of everyone passing by in the waiting room. While doctors and nurses constantly rush in and out to attend to mothers and babies, George's colleague pulls the curtains closed to provide a little privacy. When she first started working here, George was shocked by the conditions.
Because there is no proper care, there is no safety, no support from mothers, attendants, and this woman is alone in the room.
Across the world, midwives play a crucial role in helping women give birth safely. In Europe, up to 75% of births are attended by midwives. In India, this concept is something of a revolution. In December 2018, the Indian government announced plans to introduce a national midwifery training program. At a conference organised by the World Health Organization in New Delhi, it published new guidelines on midwifery with strategies to secure the quality of training and integration into the health system. Only certified nurses will be eligible for the 18-month training program. 5 regional training institutions are to be set up across the country in the first phase. So far, it's unclear when exactly the scheme will start and how many midwives will be trained. But it's hoped the new program will not only save lives, but empower women as well. In the southern state of Telangana, this idea has already been implemented, but on a much smaller scale. Some private clinics here have been providing midwifery-led care for several years now. Jismi George and her colleagues were trained at the Fernandez Hospital in Hyderabad, the capital of Telangana. The facility began as a simple 2-bed clinic opened by a young couple in 1948. Their daughter, obstetrician Evita Fernandez, took over in 1996 and opened 2 more hospitals. Under her leadership, the private institution introduced midwifery-led care in 2011 and now looks after mothers and babies from all walks of life. Evita Fernandez learned about the concept of midwifery-led care while spending a year in the UK. In her office, she explains how the hospital became a referral centre for emergency deliveries and why she finally came up with a 2-year training program for midwives.
We had some young mothers dying on us, and that used to tear me apart. When I began to read on maternal mortality, we realised if only we had professional midwives, this mother would not die. You realise countries that had reduced their maternal mortality did it because of a strong backbone of midwifery.
In India, 26 million babies are born annually. Almost 600,000 die in the first month of their life, along with nearly 32,000 pregnant or birthing women. To combat maternal mortality, the government introduced a number of policies, including financial incentives for women who opt to give birth in hospitals. Maternal mortality decreased by 2/3 within 30 years. Still today, 1 in 600 mothers dies in labour. double the target set out in the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals by 2030. The two main reasons: there's either a lack of skilled health providers or an over-medicalisation of deliveries. According to the World Health Organization, 83% of all maternal and newborn deaths could be averted by midwifery care. Midwives don't only provide basic anti- and postnatal care, they also detect abnormalities in time and execute emergency measures if there's no doctor available. In hospitals, they're often more approachable and supportive than busy medical staff. In many countries, midwives also help enable women to gain control over their bodies and lives by bringing family planning to conservative communities and rural areas. They are less expensive than doctors, while providing better maternal care than nurses. For years, Fernandez tried in vain to convince hospitals in the city of Hyderabad to partner up with her on a midwifery training program. Obstetrics and gynaecology, or OBGYN for short, is not considered lucrative enough.
The concept of investing in anything less than a doctor is not appealing because, let's face it, OBGY is not a revenue-generating business. I generate more with cardiac surgeries.
While maternal mortality has been brought down, death is not the only worry for health experts, activists and women. In India, the rate of caesarean sections has doubled in the last 10 years. It now stands at 18.5%, an unwanted side effect of the institutionalisation of birth. The World Health Organization recommends no higher than 10 to 15%. Higher rates do not show any positive effects on reducing maternal mortality. And unless they're necessary for medical reasons, C-sections can actually harm mothers and babies more than a natural delivery. About 2 hours' drive from Hyderabad in the Karimnagar district, the C-section rate in private institutions has reached more than 70%. In government facilities, it's 40%. Gynecologist Manjula Anandala, who works in the Mother and Child Health Centre in Karimnagar, says more and more mothers are requesting C-sections.
They are afraid of pain. Even the parents, the mother's parents also, though they have delivered normally, they will say, my daughter is very weak, she can't take out pain. So normal delivery, they have forgotten.
What she doesn't mention: C-sections bring more revenue to hospitals. They take less than an hour and can cost anything between the equivalent of 100 and 500 euros, depending on the facility. A normal delivery can take several days and cost half that or less. A study based on the National Family Health Survey of India stated that the majority of C-sections, especially in private facilities, did not have any medical justification, which means they were unnecessary. While private hospitals might do it for the money, state-run institutions do it to save time because the number of beds and staff are limited. Parents also have their reasons. Some of them time their baby's birth according to the astrological constellation of the stars. In other places, having a C-section has become a status symbol, something modern that one has to be able to afford. In 2017, the skyrocketing C-section rate in Telangana finally triggered the state government to introduce a midwifery training program. The trainers come from Evita Fernandez, who helped develop the pilot. As the country gears up to introduce midwifery on a national level, experts will be closely monitoring the progress of the state-run program.
When I am training student period...
Ramya Shri is one of the first 30 nurses who've been trained so far. Before becoming a nurse, the 36-year-old didn't know that babies could be born through the vagina instead of a C-section. As a nurse, Shri worked in the labour ward, where she says she often observed an inherent lack of privacy and abuse. For example, nurses and doctors pinching or hitting women on their shins and scolding them for groaning in pain. Obstetric violence has become a well-known issue, especially in state-run hospitals. Shri says the course not only increased her skills, she also gained more responsibility and now earns more as well, which makes her feel empowered as a woman. Midwifery, she says, has become her mission.
Actually, I am a feminist. I have to support ladies. So this is the best opportunity.
Other countries in the region have long included midwives in their health systems, like Sri Lanka, which is now a showcase for midwifery-led care. Bangladesh introduced a national curriculum in 2012, although a lack of skilled teachers and the integration of midwives into the health system and in society have been challenging. India could face similar obstacles, especially when it comes to increasing information about the advantages, as well as improving the acceptance of midwives. Many people, including medical doctors, still aren't even aware of midwives as qualified health professionals. The term midwife is currently used interchangeably for any form of care that caters to pregnant women, says Malavarapu Pakasama, who heads the Society of Midwives in India.
I found we had DAIs, that is traditional birth attendants. We had ANMs, auxiliary nurse midwives, who were partly trained, but were doing a lot of the outreach work. They were also doing assisting women in delivery, but their knowledge and skill were to some extent limited. And in hospital, they were the nurses and doctors. So I said, why isn't there a cadre of midwives?
Prakasama adds that compassion, respectful care and privacy have long been lacking in the treatment of women giving birth, the core principles of midwifery-led care. It's this change of philosophy obstetrician Evita Fernandez also had to relearn, that giving birth is a natural process and mostly does not require medical intervention. Introducing midwifery, she says, has lowered the number of epidural anaesthetics and C-sections in the Fernandez hospitals by more than half.
I realized how wrong we were, how poorly trained we were in understanding the actual physiology of birth. Our whole training is to prepare us for potential catastrophes. We just didn't appreciate nature and a woman's ability to birth. We practiced as obstetricians, believing we were needed. And no woman could give birth without us.
In recent years, more and more educated Indian women from the middle and upper class have been claiming their rights to a respectful and self-determined birth. In a dimly lit room with wooden floors and bedsheets with a floral design, Ravival Kumar kneels on the edge of the bed, lowering her upper body onto a stack of cushions on the floor. The 28-year-old is 8 months pregnant, but the baby's body is turned with its feet pointing downwards. Her husband holds her ankles while a midwife makes her repeat the exercise 3 times to naturally induce the baby to turn.
Many hospitals, they don't allow husband inside.
Ravival and her husband are clients of The Sanctum, a midwifery-led maternity centre in Hyderabad. The Sanctum focuses on natural deliveries and care with dignity, something the young couple says they haven't found in many other places. Here, they say, they feel informed and at ease. The Sanctum was opened by Vijaya Krishnan and her husband in 2010. Krishnan researched the issue of maternal care for her PhD and realised how little control women had over their bodies.
One of the biggest takeaways was women didn't even know that they had choices in childbirth. Day after day, you would hear them say, you know, that no, I go in there, I get seen by the doctor, I get prescribed pills, I come out. That's about it.
Reasons, Krishnan says, also lie in the prevailing taboo of the female body, as well as in the discrimination midwifery has always fought against in the health system worldwide as a challenge to the power of doctors.
And typically, birth and anything related to menstruation is considered, what shall we say, a bad or unclean. That was always done by a lower caste woman.
Recognising midwifery as an autonomous profession could help change this perception. As specialised staff, midwives like Jizmi George or Ramya Shri also earn more than nurses, and they're proud of what they do. That an increasing number of educated couples demand better support during a delivery shows that attitudes are changing already, but many young parents still have to fight against traditions. Vijaya Krishnan calls them rebels as she recounts the case of a young father approaching her after the birth of his first child.
And he came and said, it was so amazing for me to watch my wife do it. I never imagined she could do it like this. And he said, I'm sorry about my family, but we had to fight a lot to bring her here. And some of them, it's the first vaginal birth in entire two generations. That's pretty crazy. DW.